Greetings. This is news and a view from the Gunflint Trail. August has slipped in the back door, just when folks were getting accustomed to July. While some bemoan month 8 as summer at its end, there are many days left on the summer calendar. With wild babies yet to grow and flowers still to bloom, the Gunflint Territory can look forward to warm season opportunities for a few more weeks. Notwithstanding all this summertime talk, I've detected a snippet of fall in a few places along backcountry roads. Yes, dogbane is signaling of change to come with its ground-level golden hue. Along with fireweed, these perennial Northwoods floras seem to always be the first to spill the news. Added to this reveal, a few days ago, brisk northwesters and high temps barely into the 60s confirmed my autumn disclosure, with a cool air freshness requiring the closure of windows at Wildersmith. Previous to our brief cool down, the upper trail had been privy to splendid atmospheric conditions. With about an even split between days of sun and clouds, temps have been tolerable, while a couple thunder boomers sandwiched in coughed up nearly an inch and one half in the Wildersmith neighborhood, and likely more in the elevated mid-trail areas. A couple of lightning strikes caused some angst for fire and emergency crews. One such set off a small blaze over near Daniels Lake, and another struck near a campsite of Girl Scouts in the BWCA. In both situations, after effects resulted in the fire being controlled by Forest Service crews, while search and rescue folks found the scouts to be unharmed. As August is the month of the Ojibwe blueberry moon, reports tell me the harvest of the blue-purple gems is not too prolific in several secret patches. Guess a lot of bushes just have no fruit, and what berries are being found are somewhat small. Not knowing what's to blame, we'll tack it on the blackfly pollinators and the rain gods, both of which did not fulfill their usual responsibility. Nevertheless, pickers are still out along the trail in the bush, gathering what they can. From what I can see, Juneberries and wild raspberries look to be sparse as well. However, it appears there will be a bumper crop of mountain ash and thimbleberries, both of which will be welcomed by the bears. Speaking of harvest, in another aspect, the green count for Canoe Races 43 has been tallied. This year's contribution to the Gunflint Trail Volunteer Fire and Rescue Department was over $22,000. For a little race trivia, over 120 racers participated, and just fewer than 400 people were served in the food tent. A job well done by all. With the paddling races into the history books, attention points to the next trail event. Wednesday the 7th is the big day in the Mid-Trail neighborhood. Activity begins at the midday hour with a flea market, Gunflint's version of American Pickers. At the same time, artisan creations will be on sale in the boutique, and this is followed by the always fun live auction. The afternoon concludes with the quilt raffle drawing. All county and trail residents and visitors are invited. It's always a blast. Excitement in the Mid-Trail area will have barely settled down, as 11 days later, on the 18th, the forest will break out in an afternoon of music, with the Gunflint Woods, winds, strings, and a little jazz. Many talented area performers, both returning and new, will strike the first notes at 4 p.m. in Fire Hall No. 1. Seating is limited to 150, and reservations go fast, so get on the phone to Patsy Coleman at 313-673-6202 as soon as possible. Proceeds from both of the above-mentioned events will go to the Gunflint Trail Volunteer Fire Department after expenses. Last week I mentioned the increased hummingbird activity around Wildersmith. In the days since, the chase for nectar has broken into all-out warfare. The combative little gals and guys are in non-stop airborne combat, with aerial acrobatics probably unheard of even by the most skilled U.S. Air Force flyers. When a stop of the sweetness bottle does occur, the pause is scarcely for a couple seconds. It's a wonder they can even get a gulp before being driven off. In any event, it's made for a wild air show, daybreak to darkness. In closing, mark your calendars for August 16th and or 17th. The Gunflint Trail Historical Society, in partnership with the University of Minnesota Duluth, is bringing the Dark Sky Caravan up to end of the trail once again. Come and celebrate a rising of the full blueberry moon and the 50th anniversary of the landing on the moon. More details coming next week. For WTIP, this is Wildersmith on the Gunflint Trail, where every day is great, as our summer song leads into the final stanza.